brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Michael Bagnerik, who was the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party back in 2004, constitutional scholar, just an amazing mind when it comes to the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Magna Carta, a lawful system of rule of law versus the Napoleonic system we see being set up by the Global Crime Syndicate right now. He'll be joining us in the last hour today. Stuart Rhodes is going to pop in the third hour. He started Oath Keepers. It's a spinoff from the whole Ron Paul Liberty Committee movement. He worked in the campaign, and it's thousands and thousands of police and military have gone there and pledged on the site, some publicly, some, you know, through pseudonyms, that they will protect and defend the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and they're going to be having rallies and other events around the country. So a big update from him coming up. Okay, that said, this news story of the individual killing three cops and wounding two others up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Saturday, just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Air America, and we've confirmed this from two different sources, had one of their hosts saying that basically I call for violence and said kill the cops. So the libel, the slander, the defamation is entering whole new proportions here. Last week, I was murdering talk show host and an Israeli agent. This week, it's not just that I supposedly had a listener who went out and did this, who it turns out didn't like me and attacked me all over the web, and now the newspapers have retracted the fact saying that he got the idea from me. That doesn't matter, though. See, now it's I'm actually telling people to go out and kill police. You know, I mean, if I wanted to spend all my time suing people, I could do it. My gosh, and it's just forcing me to, because, I mean, if I don't punish people for what they're doing, it'll say, well, it's fair game. You know, let's just say Alex Jones is a child molester next. Let's say he killed JFK, killed Lincoln. Let's say he carried out 9/11. Let's say Alex Jones shot Reagan. Let's say Alex Jones you know, dumps toxic waste in the rivers. Alex Jones is the boogeyman who hides under your bed at night. Now, again, this is ridiculous, and it shows how desperate the establishment is, who's lost all credibility. I mean, they've been saying for decades there's no world government, no new world order, no move to a global currency, and now it's in every newspaper. But simultaneously, they've chosen me as the poster boy to say, don't be like this nut. It's crazy. If you talk about the UN existing, basically, you're a cop killer. So it's just getting crazier and crazier. And I really thought about this morning, and I wrote a few notes here, and I want to go over this. But this is to be expected. We are kicking the New World Order's hind end right now. Their left-right paradigm is shattered. They're trying to create new paradigms, new systems, new subgroups, new strata, new constituencies for their baloney, and it is not going to work. I mean, here's an example. I've seen mainstream news articles the last week saying I'm a liar that bird flu vaccines haven't killed people. We can go pull the articles up, show where they're saying it doesn't exist. Here is AFP today and Associated Press today. Health workers on trial for vaccine scam in Poland. Nine health workers were on trial in northern Poland Monday, accused of having tested a vaccine against bird flu on 200 patients without their knowledge, court officials said, and it goes into all the deaths, the 23 deaths. I mean, I just read out of the AFP, but then they say, no, it doesn't exist. Or I link to the Army Times saying they're going to put troops on the streets of America for crowd control, and they write articles saying, I'm making that up. I mean, folks, you're going to lose this fight. Your lying isn't going to work. I mean, you're not stupid. You're liars.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For a long time, we've been saying the next target of stage terror will be North Africa, Kenya, Somalia, and other areas. Those surrounding areas, Sudan. And sure enough, you've got these Somali pirates running around hijacking, seajacking, commandeering, freebooting, pirating all over that area, in some cases a couple hundred miles out, and they're even grabbing, you know, well, one of the biggest ships in the world. They grabbed a big Saudi ship a few months ago that is one of the biggest ships in the world, three times the size of the Titanic, filled with oil, worth, I think they said like $900 million or something, conservatively. So all of this is going on, and they've now hijacked a ship with 20 Americans on board. Somali pirates hijacked a U.S.-flagged, Danish-owned container ship on Wednesday with 20 American crew on board, in the latest of a sharp rise in attacks on the Horn of Africa nation, officials said. Andrew Maguire, coordinator for the Mombasa-based East African Seafarers Assistance Program, told Reuters that the 17,000-ton Alabama had been seized off the Mogadishu, far out in the Indian Ocean, but all its crew were believed to be safe. Well, yeah, they're going to hold them for ransom. Denmark's AP Møller Mazurek confirmed that the U.S.-flagged Alabama had been attacked by pirates about 500 kilometers or 300 miles off Somalia and had probably been hijacked. The company said it had 20 American crew on board. The Marzick, Alabama, is owned and operated by Marzick Line Limited, a Norfolk, Virginia-based subsidiary of AP Møller Mazurek, and the world's biggest container shipper. And it just goes on, a U.S. Naval spokeswoman in Bahrain, Lieutenant Stephanie Murdoch, said a U.S.-flagged Danish-owned ship reported being attacked by pirates early on Wednesday, about 280 miles southeast of Somalia. Last year, heavily armed Somali pirates hijacked dozens of vessels, took hundreds of sailors hostage, often for weeks, and extracted millions of dollars in ransoms. And we had a well-known author and a captain who was who repelled an attack on his ship in the Caribbean. We had him on a few months ago. Let's get that captain back on who was talking about how he believed, you know, pirating doubled last year. He thinks it'll double this year, and only about half the companies that get seajacked, that get freebooted, that get pirated, that get taken hostage, report what's going on. So it's probably far worse than that. Well, there's no doubt it's far worse than what's being said. So over the weekend, they also seized a French yacht, a Yemen tug, and a 20,000-ton German container vessel. Interfax News Agency said the Hassan Stavanger had a German captain, three Russians, two Ukrainians, and 14 Filipinos on board. The pirates typically launch speedboats from other ships, meaning they can sometimes evade warships patrolling the strategic shipping lanes and strike far out to sea. They then take captured vessels to remote coastal villages based in Somalia, and they have usually targeted their hostages, treated their hostages as well, in anticipation of a sizable ransom payment. Okay, if you go back just 30, 40 years ago, small ships, large ships, container ships, you name it, they had semi-automatic weapons, they had grenade launchers, they, you know, were tough guys on the ships. And companies, you know, had their crew armed because they'd come out of the piracy of the last several thousand years, and they knew that the answer is to have a watchman on deck, you know, on fire watch, watching for pirates or for fires or for, you know, anything else, or for, you know, ships or debris. You got watchmen out there, including those who were at the con who were in control of the ship, the captain of their designates. And then if somebody comes up alongside the ship without permission and starts trying to get on board, you kill them. Now, all these nations, though, the globalists, the control, they want the seas to be lawless so they can bring in the law of the sea treaty they've been trying to pass for 40 years that makes the United Nations create its own navy and tax every ship on earth and control all the nation's ports and their inland waterways. This is on record. They're trying to ratify it right now. Been trying for decades in the U.S. A lot of other countries have ratified it. And it's a, you know, 74% of the earth's surface is seawater. Another 1.5% is freshwater, and they want total control. I mean, they already control the Great Lakes under UN treaties, and that's public. You can just Google that and read mainstream news articles about it. People raise a big stink over it. So they don't allow people to be armed, and so, of course, the Chinese government's been caught out pirating people's ships and blaming it on other pirates. They've caught Indonesian government doing it. They've caught Latin American countries doing it because you don't just think these pirates just come back to port and are just left alone without paying a big fat cut for local corrupt people. And so in a lot of nations, after decades of piracy, the local constabulary says, you know what, we'll just go ahead and fully take this over. And so the Japanese have gone public. You know, they videoed and you know, from other ships, and now they've been having confrontations with the Chinese. And Chinese ships have been ramming U.S. naval vessels. People in Chinese uniform on Chinese government craft, their Coast Guard mainly, out there stealing stuff all over the place, just north of Korea and you know, in the sea between Japan and China proper. So it's just constant robbing, constant stealing, constant thieving going on. And their answer is don't. And, of course, I've had captains and other experts on who've been attacked, successfully defended, because they were armed. The answer is, instead of having billions of dollars in ransom, and that's not what it is every year, the answer is legislatively say that the ships are to be armed. And they can pay to have three or four people on each ship who are specifically armed. If the sailors want to sign on and go through a little training course, they can be armed as well. Have the whole crew armed. These are professionals. They navigate gigantic ships through channels carrying, you know, poisonous gases, explosive gases, ammonium, sulfur, cyanide gas, sulfur, just all this explosive stuff, fertilizer. The list goes on and on. In all your major cities, you got these ships, big and small, coming in. Much more dangerous per capita than the jet airliners with those professionals up there flying who they fight tooth and nail a lot to not allow them to be armed. So you arm the professionals, you arm the pilots, you arm the captains, you arm, and the companies can all decide how they want to do it. And then you arm them. And let me tell you, these Somalis will back off real fast. The Chinese will back off real fast. And when they pull up to attack a boat, people open up on them. You know, you loudspeaker them, get away from our boat. It's just amazing. In fact, they already, there are a lot of nations, like the Israelis, who do allow everybody to be armed on the ship, so you never see them being jacked. You never see them being pirated because they see Israeli ships, Israeli flags. They run in fear. They run in fear. But, oh, they know the countries like the United States and Saudi Arabia and others who don't allow the people on board their ships to be armed. And they just love it. They look, we're a big fat target. When you're disarmed, you're a big fat target. It is very simple. Why do people love to attack and mug women? You know, not just rape them. A mugger's choice is a woman with a purse. Why? Because on average, a woman isn't going to snatch a handgun out of that purse and blow you away like a man is. I mean, you see people mugging people with fanny packs? No, because they know. That person's got a firearm and is going to kill me deader than a hammer. That's why in Florida and Texas and every other state, 30-plus states, within 2 years, you can pull up the federal numbers on this, within 2 years of having a concealed carry, violent crime rates drop, on average, by 24%. Carjackings end, for all intents and purposes. I mean, around here in Texas, the thieves are scared to death, folks. That's why they mug old ladies and women. And more they're figuring out women are packing. I mean, somebody came around here trying to rob somebody or trying to shoot somebody. There's multiple people in this office with concealed carry permits. They're just going to open up on you. 1 foot from you, I got a .357 Magnum right here. More guns, less crime. And this is our heritage of liberty and freedom. But, oh, there you have it. Don't let the ships have weapons. So now everybody's disarmed. They're being pirated. They're being robbed. They're easy pickings out in the middle of nowhere. People are disappearing every couple of weeks in the Gulf of Mexico right off Texas. Right off Texas, folks. People are 10 miles out with their families fishing. They're gone. Never seen again. Pirates pull up, shoot everybody in the head. Tie weights to them, throw them into the Gulf of Mexico, and drive off in their $100,000 boat. They're killing people for $100,000 boats right off the coast of Port Aransas. They're killing people right off the coast of Houston and Rockport and Galveston. They're killing them. They're killing them all the time. Oh, but God forbid the families carry a handgun out there or a rifle, because the Coast Guard will pull up and take you to jail. That's right. You're going to sit out here and you're going to let pirates from the United States and pirates from Mexico rob the daylights out of you. God forbid you be in the Gulf in some million-dollar yacht. You're asking for it. You better have a security detail.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals.
And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 8th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $883.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $909.43, $454.72 for a half ounce, and $227.36 for the quarter ounce. That's $909.43, $454.72, or $227.36.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, I just spent a whole segment on the pirates hijacking ship with 20 Americans on board.
Going round taking names.
All because of Somalia.
And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
And I said I was going to really get into, because this isn't about Alex Jones. This isn't about how Air America and reportedly TV hosts now and all these publications, Alternet Today, coming right out and saying, basically, it's my fault those three cops got killed. I mean, it is asinine. It is ridiculous. even if that guy was a big fan of the show and agreed with me, which, by the way, he wrote all these posts attacking me and didn't agree with me, and the media knew that and lied, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has done two articles retracting, saying he actually didn't like me and was critical of me. But they don't care. The New York Times doesn't care. All these publications don't care. Because they're attacking the First Amendment more than they're even attacking the Second Amendment. And they're coming after all your rights. Because I sit here and I cover the scary things, the criminal things, the corrupt, out-of-control government's doing. I mean, who can say it's not out of control? Congress still has a 9% approval rating. Obama's is plunging like a shooting star coming into orbit. And the liberals, the establishment liberals, really hate me. Because I'm calling them on their bluff. I'm calling them on their bluff. You know, we were there exposing Clinton when he was a puppet of the globalists carrying out corruption. We were called right-wing fascist, Nazi, racist. With no evidence, just made up. Then I was called a hardcore communist funded by George Soros when I was attacking George Bush. Totally made up, absolute bull. Now I am going after Obama as a puppet, saying, can we just get past the puppet, please, to the bankers that have stolen $12.8 trillion? And the establishment is saying, no, Alex, you're a evil, right-wing, racist, fascist cop killer. And world government doesn't exist, and Obama isn't calling for more gun control, and you're a liar. It's just ridiculous. Because as long as they can keep us arguing about left and right all day long, look, you criticize the government, whoever's in power, if it's a Republican, they're going to call you a commie. If it's a Democrat, they're going to call you a fascist. When it's the same policies, and you Democrats are pathetic. Not all of you, a lot of big ones, including Bob Dylan and a bunch of other, bunch of top liberal writers who do have a soul are coming out and saying, my God, Obama's bad. You know, he writes for the Huffington Post. Max Kaiser said he'd hoped Obama'd be better. I mean, should be easy to be better than Bush. And he says he's worse. He said here 2 days ago. That's a guy with a BBC TV show. That's a guy with a syndicated radio show. That's a guy, who writes for one of the biggest columns out there. And he's risking all he's got to tell the truth. Because let me tell you, he's committing heresy. But, I mean, how can you not go, the king has no clothes, the emperor has no clothes, he's butt naked? I mean, he's expanding the secrecy, expanding the warrantless wiretapping, taking over the whole internet publicly. The technology czar he appointed resigns and says, I can't be part of this. It almost gets no attention. He's got nothing but criminal bankers running everything. And then the left, I mean, I'm being directly attacked by George Soros right now. You know that's who runs Media Matters. Literally runs it. And all these other big sites that he publicly funds are attacking me. Let me tell you something, folks. It's creepy to have the eye of Sauron on you. I mean, you think it's fun having hardcore people like George Soros after you? And having the distinct pleasure of having fake conservatives controlled by that brand of Kool-Aid. You got the cherry Kool-Aid, that's the Republican stuff with cyanide. You got the grape, that's the Democrat flavor, or orange, or whatever you want to call it. And I'm not drinking either one of them. You got me, Jack? And you want to call me crazy, because I'm not going to drink either one of your Kool-Aids. And I have tried and tried and tried to not be the leader. I have tried to not be the poster boy for a lot of reasons. Number one, it makes us weaker to have it focused on a leader. It needs to be an idea, a manifesto, a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, a Declaration of Independence, something that's in stone that all people can be leaders in. Because then they can't, then if they try to target the idea themselves, they look stupid. And you're attacking free speech, you're attacking self-defense. But see, they can make it all about me. They can be somewhat successful. Now, in the process, it makes me huge. And I've always known that's the path. See, I've been holding back being explosively huge. And I realize now I'm not going to be able to do that. And now I have to face my fear, because that's the final fear. I now enter the phase of maximum danger. A lot of you wanting to see them crush me, You're probably going to get to see it now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Part two on how none of the FEMA camps exist. Last night, more of the same straw man, exactly as I predicted 3 weeks ago. He went to exactly the things I knew they would go to. The fake stuff on the web. The straw man, you know. That'd be like saying there's no fish in the sea because you went to a certain little spot and stuck a little periscope down and showed there were no fish swimming around right there. I mean, that's what the straw man argument does. And they do it over and over and over again. But I did the big hour and 40-minute presentation on Monday ahead of his, predicted what he was going to do accurately again, to down to the very story, and then showed all the documents, video clips, Congress admitting it, congressional testimonies, Houston Chronicle, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, showed it all and discredited you. So that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and a story debunking Glenn Beck. We hope you get the YouTube videos that were ripped from PrisonPlanet.tv during the live show and make sure that goes viral, folks. Send that out to all the Glenn Beck forums, all the Glenn Beck 912 minion groups. Burn it to disk. Go to their events. Go, look, here's all the documents and video clips of the camps. And I think we should also mail them to Glenn Beck. You should physically mail hundreds of copies and links to the YouTube videos to Glenn Beck and say, hey, buddy, here it is, you being debunked. Okay, I'm done talking about that. Later, I'm going to debunk his part two. We've already debunked part one yesterday. All right. Let me just take my time on this right now, and then we're going to open the phones up next hour on the economy and a bunch of other important issues we've got and how these secret vaccine trials of bird flu vaccine are killing a bunch of people. It's now mainstream news. People are being arrested over it, but it's being kept quiet. It's on the news wires, but it's being kept quiet. They got to keep it quiet because if it ever goes on mainstream TV, controlled news sites can't say I'm making it up. So they have to make sure the cattle, as they call them, haven't heard any of this. So they can say I'm a liar and then people believe it. I got another report here, San Marcos, Texas, where they're on the news saying you've got to take your vaccines or you'll be arrested. It's the law when there is no law to take the vaccines. I mean, there's just no end to the criminal lying that goes on. And it's the scope of the lies is the reason they get away with so much of it. But let me address this now. Then we'll open the phones up about that and a host of issues. And there's so many different angles to all of this, but let me just go through them. Number one, every time there is a mass shooting or a bombing, the government tries to link it to its political opposition. And how can you tell who the real opposition to the New World Order is? That is global private banks setting up world government through a regulatory system, setting tax rates on a planetary scale, interest rates, and currency rates. What's been openly announced, there's no more denying world government. It's literally in thousands of news articles, world leaders openly announcing a global government. How do you know what their real opposition is? It's the patriots. It's the libertarians. It's the freedom lovers. It's people that want smaller government and don't want to be under an empire. It's anti-globalist on the left, if you want to use the false paradigm. And so what do you see the government always attacking, always criticizing? You know, last year when they had the Violent Radicalization Act hearings in Congress, they showed 9/11 truth right next to Al-Qaeda and said, this is a terrorist group and we got to shut down their free speech. Because they know if the public finds out that elements of the government are staging terror attacks and find out it's in government manuals and declassified documents, and it's been done hundreds of times, the jig is up. They could be brought to justice. This is dangerous for the establishment. And the left gatekeeped and attacked us and tried to shut us down and protected Bush's flank all through his 8 years of his administration. But now that we're going after Barack Obama as a front man and as a puppet, and make no mistake, he's going to stage big terror attacks. We've analyzed their whole program. They're not going to be able to get their operation through without having some staged terror to get the American people all scared and to get the American people to all rally around government. And, well, they may be robbing us blind, but at least they're keeping me safe from whoever nuked Chicago or whoever dirty bombed Dallas. Or whoever went into that shopping mall in Austin, Texas and gunned everybody down. I'm telling you, they're going to do it. Just like I told you 9/11, and I said they'll probably attack the World Trade Center and blame it on their CIA asset Osama bin Laden. Because we knew the feds had cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, and ran the whole operation, according to the New York Times even, in 1993 at the World Trade Center. They literally went and pulled off Waco as a distraction. The memos came out on that. And then as a distraction over Waco, they carried out Oklahoma City. So let's just talk turkey here. Let's just talk reality here for people like Max Blumenthal at Alternet with their hundreds of thousands of readers. Basically coming out and saying, I had the cops killed. Pretty amazing stuff. Let me tell you something, punk. This is the real world. This isn't your candy-ass planet of fake liberal sophistry and propaganda. Do you understand me? I'm risking my life and my name and my treasure and my blood, sweat, and tears for you. I'm right about the New World Order. I know they're eugenicists. I know they funded Hitler and Stalin and Mao. It's on record. David Rockefeller wrote op-ed pieces in the New York Times bragging about it, funding Mao, who killed 60-plus million people. This isn't a joke. And don't be like the fools who supported Lenin early on who ended up in deep trouble. Do you understand? People like you are going to be the first targets of this thing once it takes over. This is life and death, son. And I'm not going to be sucked in to the New York Times or Raw Story or Daily Kos or the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette or George Soros' Media Matters. I'm not going to be sucked into any of your left-right paradigm when you call me a hardcore, super right-wing fascist racist. I am not going to be sucked into that libel, that slander, that defamation. Everybody who knows who I am knows that's a crock and knows you're instantly discredited. But you're discredited at your base because you, for decades, have told everybody there's no new world order. And you went further. You said these crazies say it's going to be run by a private group of banks and we're going to have a global currency tax, a wire transfer tax, Tobin tax, it was openly proposed, is why we're right. We just read what they said they were going to do, introduced in the UN, a tax on all carbon to control everybody, and that they would implode the economy through derivatives to bring this in. I've been saying that for 10 plus years because I was reading what George Soros was saying they were going to do. I was reading what David Rockefeller said they were going to do. I was reading IMF and World Bank documents. I was interviewing other economists and people that were aware of it, like George Humphrey, who wrote a book, Common Sense. And he wrote Uncommon Sense. Laying out 10 years ago, we sell the audiobooks and the pamphlets to this day at Infowars.com, laying out exactly what has now happened. Actually, he actually wrote Common Sense in 97, or was it 98, and he wrote Uncommon Sense, I think, in 99. But the point is, so that's more than 10 years ago for the first one. The point is, we're on record, and people listened, and they remember, and they see our books and videos on record, and they know we told the truth, and they know we were accurate, and they know we pegged it exactly precisely. See, the public wouldn't go to the library in the 90s, because most of this wasn't on the web then. And they would just hear me on the radio and say, oh, that guy's a liar, when I'd read a biological diversity assessment by the UN, 1996, saying they want world government to carry out the orderly culling of 80% of us. Now they can go directly to mainstream websites and read the scans, or go to the UN's own site and read it. So they heard us say all this wild stuff, and I agree, it's crazy. Who could believe this? But it's real. Truth is stranger than fiction. And so all these years you said it didn't exist. All these years you said it wasn't happening. I mean, I remember Limbaugh saying, both the left and right, owned by the same people, saying none of this existed, none of this was happening, none of this was going on, none of this was real. And you said it over and over again, all of you. It was so much fun to say, oh, there's no global elite, there's no corrupt group of corporations trying to do hostile takeovers of nations. Oh, those are just crazy people. And oh, tell me about the Martians next. And the media attempted to always, in TV shows and things, to sandwich in UFOs and chupacabras in with the serious issues, thinking that would work. No, that didn't work. That discredited you even faster. And people differentiated the fun fantasy stuff with the reality. Comprende. And so people found out the truth, and you guys arrogantly thought you could handle it all and could deal with it all with all your spin doctors. And so now this is them grabbing at straws. Oh, some white supremacist, out-of-work guy whose dogs are urinating all over mommy's rug. She tells him, get out, so he throws a fit. The cops show up in minutes. He guns them down. The police feed, and the FBI feeds their operatives at the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, all the guy's handles. They feed him all the sites where he's commented, and they come out and say, oh, he was a fan of Alex Jones. I remember talking to the reporter, and I said, oh. He said, yeah, I've been reading his comments. I went, oh, really? I said, what's his handle? Oh, I don't really want to get into that, you know. But the point is, is that he said, oh, he didn't really agree with you. But I said, oh, you didn't put that in the article. I said, how do you know that? Oh, I just read some of his posts. And then we finally learn he's posting on my site, and the guy's attacking me and attacking me on other sites. And they knew that all along, and the FBI fed that to the ADL, and which they admit they work with. Or they have, the ADL has an office at YouTube, has an office at the FBI, has an office at the BATF. They fed that out into the media about me, and now folks have found out about it. They found out about how that was planted in the media to go after who's the big threat. It's me, because I'm telling the truth. And we have radically shifted the paradigms so much. You know, the headline should have been, white supremacists didn't like Alex Jones. See, it wasn't. They are so desperate because all of this is coming out. We have shifted the paradigm. All these years, I mean, I've made films that have conservatively been watched on the Internet. Endgame has been conservatively watched on the Internet more than 50 million times that we can go around different sites and count up. The Obama deception, hundreds of versions of it on the web. I've spent hours going over how many times it's been watched. Within 2 weeks, it's been watched more than 15 million times. You think the establishment likes the fact I can make a film that costs $100,000 and then I release it free, and in 2 weeks, it's been seen more than 15 million times? It's now 3+ weeks. I haven't gone and counted it up yet. It takes hours to go around to hundreds of sites and count it up. You think they like that? You think George Soros, who spent his own hard-earned money to put Barack Obama in to pacify the left, that's all that is a co-opting the left. You think he likes that? You understand the zone I've stepped into, the level we've gone to? And see, I always wanted to have hundreds and hundreds of big leaders because, number one, listen to me carefully, that is the hardest thing to defeat. Because if it's about an idea, that's bulletproof. An idea is invincible. An idea can't be stopped. They can't say, oh, the First Amendment killed those three cops, or the Second Amendment did it. Then people defend that right, and it doesn't work. But they say, oh, the crazy guy, Alex Jones, he did it. They can make it all about me and then manufacture things about me or find real flaws I have and blow them up to gargantuan proportions. Then they can plant drugs on me, or they can set me up, or they can kill me. And then, oh, look, they've discredited an idea and a movement. Now, we've done a good job of having a lot of other leaders and a lot of other people and the idea out there, but it's still not as good as it should be. And I will tell you that it's normally a prelude to them setting you up or killing you for them to go ahead and demonize you in the media. So when they do kill you or set you up, they say, oh, this is the guy that was connected to the cop killer, and then that can kind of be your obituary. But more often than not, I should be thankful they're just trying to demonize me, because that 80% of the time or more, that just means they're going the route of trying to discredit me. You understand? But from a selfish view, and I wouldn't have just done this from a selfish view if it wasn't the right thing to do anyways. But from a selfish view, studying history, studying leaders, studying this type of information, I've always said, no, I'm not your leader. No, I'm not the leader. No, I'm not going to lead the movement. You go out and lead it. You go out and set it up. Because that is when you really get a cap busted in your butt. That is when you get blasted. That is when you get killed. That's when they pull you over, shoot you up with something, say you have a heart attack. That's when they park a truck across your street hitting you with radiation guns, which they admit they do, and you know, you get cancer a week later and die of a week, you know, a 1 week tumor. You've really been microwaved, basically, as they admit now they use in Fallujah. So I mean, I've entered the most dangerous phase in my life, and now that, because it's better for them to make it about leaders, they've made it about three people: Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Alex Jones. They have made it about Rush Limbaugh because he has a huge pumpkin head. He's a total drug addict, discredited. He makes it about a right-wing paradigm. He's perfect for him. White House memos. They said they want to make it about Limbaugh. Glenn Beck on purpose is meant to act goofy when he brings up conspiracy theories. Then he discredits his own theories with straw men. He's an operative. But with me, it's because they're trying to tie me in with the hatred of those two to try to create a meme or kind of a signpost, a logo, or a term, a stereotype, Alex Jones. so that when people hear the information and they wonder why they're losing their house and why there's hyperinflation and why there's riots on the streets, they can just say Alex Jones. Like the term conspiracy theory to try to discredit. And so what this means is, and it's been happening a lot in the past anyways, we have arrived. You know, that's why the mainstream media is constantly attacking me for years. That's why the neocons attack me for years. But see, the neocons, they can now act like they're out of power, and they need to build up their base again in the name of fighting Obama. So they're trying to co-opt what we do. That's why they, a little sprinkle here, a little sprinkle there, you know, they... It's like I'm a cayenne pepper. They put one cayenne pepper in the soup to kind of camouflage themselves. Oh, come on, Geraldo wants her. Come on, Napolitano. And I'm not saying Napolitano is a bad guy. I've talked to him off air. I've read his book. He's the real deal. He's one of us trying to live in their world. So is Lou Dobbs, and I'll just leave it at that. I've talked to him off air. I know what's legitimate. I know what's real McCoy. Napolitano's real McCoy. Dobbs is real McCoy. By his actions, but then also discernment. All right, anyways, I'm going to finish. This is so important, folks, because we got George Soros Foundations and the Obama people on our tail. Are you watching my six, folks? Are you going to come in there and help me? We'll be right back.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Turn a long time ago, in, through, and beyond. That is our mission. We've already entered the New World Order. We've gone deep into the black hole, and we've got to go through and beyond. There is no turning back. And the globalists, again, killed 200-plus million people last century alone. That's a fact. That's historical. It's now on record, mainline history books. The U.S. government and the British government funded Mao, Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, all by design to wreck good, strong economies and to bring in globalist control. And that's all that's happening right now. And that's the real history. That's who the globalists are. They're conquerors. Now, that's what Cecil Rhodes had countries named after him, like Rhodesia, north of South Africa. That's what they called for. Go read his books. Read his writings. I mean, here's the Council on Foreign Relations. You just go to CFR.org, and you type in global governance, global government in their search engine, and you'll get thousands of articles on their own website. And then you get Limbaugh saying it doesn't exist, and the Daily Kos saying it doesn't exist, and Raw Story saying it doesn't exist, and Alternet saying it doesn't exist, and the New York Times saying it doesn't exist. Well, I refuse to play your little game. See, they meant to have us just debate all day whether it exists or not. How much contempt do they have for us? International Institutions and Global Governance Program, World Order in the 21st Century, a new initiative of the Council on Foreign Relations. This is a policy paper that has their director, Richard N. Haass, and the rest of them's names on this. This is the official. This is like when a newspaper, you know, puts out who they endorse. This is put out by the Council on Foreign Relations executive body. And International Institutions and Global Governance Program, World Order in the 21st Century. And I've interviewed globalists, and they'll say, oh, we're not for world government, we're for global governance. Well, governance, global governance means global government. And they smile and giggle, knowing the public's dumbed down and doesn't know what governance means. The Council on Foreign Relations has launched a comprehensive five-year program on international institutions and global governance. The purpose of this cross-cutting initiative is to explore the institutional requirements for world order in the 21st century. And it goes on to talk about global government. Okay, now, listen. This is reality. This is the real world. This isn't a peanut gallery where we're like two different football teams at homecoming and different, you know, purple jerseys and yellow jerseys throwing peanuts at each other and popcorn. I mean, every time I get attacked by a neocon, they're giggling and laughing. It's like they're having fun. And the liberals, the same, the fake liberals. Hey, man, this isn't fun, folks. The banker's stealing $12.8 trillion in 6 months. That means it's over. It's already fried. That means they're bringing us all the way down, and they just got started. The fact that Obama does have an attorney general that filed briefings before the Supreme Court for a total, complete ban of any firearms of any type, including single shot for the American people. And that they've introduced all these bills, the most draconian in history. That's real. And you just can't sit over there saying it isn't real. Let me tell you something, you establishment George Soros finance people. This is going to lead to war. This is what I've been trying to stop. I like the red lights working. I like the power working. I like being able to go home and eat a hot meal. I don't have some romantic love of the coming conflict that's going to happen, the bloody civil war in this country. It isn't going to be nice, and the globalists are going to sit back while we tear each other's eyes out in their stupid left-right paradigm, their cop versus citizen paradigm, the troops versus the people paradigm, and after we're done slaughtering each other like the Iraqis for 3 or 4 years, they're going to come in here and colonize us and turn us into a total third-world nation, and then that's when the secret arrest and stuff's going to start. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. Have you seen everything we talk about come true? Well, the rest of it's going to come true. If you don't grow up and realize we're in deep trouble and break your left-right conditioning, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.